Strategy number one, attack a position that we do not hold. Strategy number two, distract you from the essential subject at hand. This is what's known as the red herring. How many of you have ever heard of something like this? The red herring. It's a tactic used to mislead the audience or the argument by presenting itself as plausible. Okay. Now, what does that mean? You know, you're talking about salvation. You're discussing salvation with someone and they just veer off into a different subject because you've proven them wrong. And I'll give you an example of this. How many times have you gotten into a conversation with someone about salvation not being of works? And people will say, well, you do have to work because faith works, right? And they'll say, James chapter number 2. And you're like, oh, you messed up. Because we're all pretty educated on James chapter 2. I mean, that's like hook, line, and sinker once people bring that up. You know, and don't it feel good? When you as a new Christian, you learn these truths and someone comes at you with that, you're like, this is going to be this conversation is going to go well, right? You expound unto them, you teach them what James chapter 2 is teaching, and then they just move on to the next scripture, right? They try to bring up some other issue. Well, you can't believe it. You don't believe that homeless can be saved. He's like, hold on a second. You're right about that, but hold on a second. Don't try to distract the conversation from the original point that you have made, which is that James 2 is teaching that we have to have works in order to be saved, in tandem with faith. I just proved you wrong. This is what the Bible says, and you're trying to move on to it. What is that? That's basically a distraction, okay? Now, let me say this is that sometimes people do it unintentionally. There's times when people do it intentionally, but also unintentionally. Let me give you an example of someone who does it unintentionally, okay? Look at John chapter 4, verse 17. Let's look at an unintentional red herring. It says in verse 17, the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands. This is like the Elizabeth Taylor of those days, right? For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. What's she doing? She's just veering off into a completely different subject, right? She's like, wow, you must be a prophet. You know, speaking of prophets, speaking of spiritual things, my fathers used to say that this is where we should worship, but you say we should. It's just completely ignoring the subject at hand, right? Jesus said unto her, verse 21, woman, believe me. I like how he talks. Woman? He's like, woman, believe me. The hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. So what is he saying? He basically brought her back to the subject at hand, which is salvation. Okay. Now, she did it unintentionally. And the reason we know she did it unintentionally is because she ended up getting saved. She wanted the truth, but it's in a person's nature that when they are confronted with the truth, that may rub them the wrong way, you know, the natural propensity of the individual is just to go on to a different subject because it's uncomfortable.